When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Monday, August 3rd, and if you haven't taken your summer break, maybe you are thinking about taking a summer break. Maybe this is the time where you are saying, okay, I have had enough. I've had enough of Jill. I've had enough of Mark. I just need to get away. And maybe you're like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe I don't have the money to do it. Maybe other things are going on. Mark and I wanted to make sure we talked about the importance of taking vacation. So, Mark, come on the microphone. Let's talk a little bit about how, even if you don't have the money to do it, how important a vacation really can be.
No, even if you don't go anywhere, even if you're just staying like a staycation, yes, absolutely. I fully endorse it.
And I think that the recharging thing, you just have to stop whatever your routine was. And I think it's so critical for everybody to do this. Now, if you're like, Jill, come on, I can't afford it, or I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to relax, all I can do is save, well, get in touch with us. Mark and I can coach you about your vacation time. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button, write us a note. If you would like to come on the air, just check the box. Mark will do everything else. While you are on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter, which comes out on Fridays. By the way, Mark, Jackie just said to me this morning, why am I getting so many emails from you?
It's two a week. What is she talking about?
I said, it's two a week. It's not that much. It's like the weekly email, which comes out on Fridays, and then whatever blog post I've written for the week, it comes out separately. She's like, oh, I guess I didn't realize that. I think she might have deleted everything I've ever sent her. Truly. So there's that. It's nice to have your love partner be so interested. Does Amanda read our weekly emails?
No, the better question is, does she know that it exists? Well, and the answer would probably be no.
You have to get her to at least sign up for it, because we get credit for that. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. We don't really even monetize it. Hey, you know what else you can do while you are on the website? You can check out our new show. It's called Money Moves, and it is starring Jill Schlesinger and Mark Talercio, where we are doing a different kind of show. It's a YouTube show, and you can sign up at YouTube. You can sign up on our website. You can check it out. Mark, I have to tell you, as much as you detest doing it, I am getting such good feedback about you. Okay. Friend of the show, very interesting, deep CBS person, sends me a very separate email and says, you got to tell Mark he's killing it. I love him.
Do I know this person?
Yeah, you do. But I'm not going to out this person on the air, but I'm going to tell you off the air. But it was like glowing.
I think you and I spoke recently. I think if we can like work on the setup and the feel and the, you know, just the whole interaction between the two of us, I think it'll get better from there.
It's so good now. Mark's doing a great job, and so am I. I mean, we're just in early days. I just want to say that. But I'm very proud of it. And so check it out. Money Moves. You got to check it out on YouTube. And also, you can always just get the audio version on the Odyssey app, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Okay, so let's get back to your vacation. So, Mark, I recently did a segment with CBS Mornings talking about summer vacations and what's going on. And so I thought it would be fun to air the segment and then come back and talk a little bit more about that. So here is a segment on CBS Mornings about summer travel, ways to save, what's going on. This is with your anchors, Nate Burleson, Gail King, and back from the old days, Nora O'Donnell.
Okay, a lot of people hitting the road this summer, but gas prices are way up. What can you do to save money?
Well, AAA has this very cool tool where you can say, here's where I'm starting, here's my destination, here's my car, here's the year, and it will tell you where to fill up along the way. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I got to fill up immediately.
That's cool.
What an amazing tool. So AAA, shout out, great tool, do that. And of course, planning your trip and not taking little sojourns away from the main route will save you money, of course.
Good information. And what are some ways to save money if you have to rent a car?
Well, renting has always been a problematic experience because you go there to the desk and they're like, do you want the insurance? And you're sort of inclined to be like, of course I want the insurance, but probably you don't need it, especially if you have car insurance. A lot of credit cards offer car insurance. Renting a car is still expensive. It's come down from the pandemic era, but it is really good to think about the insurance piece. And then also you should check with some of the big clubs like BJ's, and you think that like you could go to Costco, and a lot of the AARP and AAA, they have great rental ability here to defray some of the costs. It's not going to be cheap, but maybe if you shave 5 or 10% off, great.
Worth it or waste it?
So let's do it.
Throw out some things and you tell us, is it worth it or waste it? Let's start with travel insurance.
Maybe.
I never get it.
Okay,
I'll tell you why.
I always, when I book a flight online, it says, do you want the travel insurance?
I don't do that, but I will tell you. It depends. Here's why. You have a medical condition yourself, you might want to do it. You have an aging parent, you may want to do it. But for most people, probably you're going to be able to recycle some of the dollars you've spent into a rebooking afterwards.
Also, because we travel so much, we can just use the credit.
Right.
That is true. That's
you don't travel a lot. Yes.
What about converting your currency if you're traveling internationally?
I always do that.
I know it's good to do it before, but a lot of places you're traveling to, you may need a long lead time. Good thing to do is to check with your credit card and just say, hey, what are the transaction fees? Check to see which ATMs where you're going are in your network. That's a good way to save money.
You say not worth it.
I don't think it's generally worth it because I think it's a pain in the neck. But if you have the time, great. But I never plan that far in advance.
And then I get there and use a credit card anyway.
Exactly. Right. So, and then you're stuck with the currency. But you'll go back, hopefully.
Yes.
What about dipping into your emergency fund or selling stock to go on a vacation?
Does anyone think Nora's judging this? I think you are. I mean, okay, wait a second. If your emergency fund is more than 12 months of your living expenses, you can spend it. And if you've saved money and invested in a big brokerage account and you're scared to sell because you're like, oh, I don't want to pay taxes, why are you investing if not to enjoy yourself a little bit along the way? Yeah. You don't have to kill yourself.
Can be worth it. Wow.
A little bit. I say worth it as long as you have all of your bases covered.
All right, Mark, you're not driving anywhere, but I was like, the reason why I started with that AAA tool is that I thought it was awesome. So everyone check out that AAA tool. It's amazing. Very good. And of course, a sucker bet to get insurance when you rent a car. But I think that it's important for us to kind of hang here a little bit on travel insurance for a second. Now, Mark, do you get travel insurance or not?
No, I haven't. And not to say that it'll never happen in the future. It might. I think it depends on the circumstances and where we are.
Yeah, I think that like where you go is important. But, you know, I thought it was interesting because a lot of people said to me, like came to me after the segment aired and they were like, oh, it's such a waste of money to get travel insurance. I'm like, yeah, except if you need it. And, you know, again, if people need it, it's not that expensive. But just remember that most U.S. health insurance policies do not cover medical care. So that's an issue. And, you know, if you're going to a weird place, a remote place, most of these policies offer like $500,000 in medical evacuation coverage, sometimes even more. And it's just not that much money, I have found. So I do it. It's all peace of mind, like all insurance. You know, a lot of people came back to me and said, oh, gosh, you're such a dingbat. You should always convert your money before you leave. I just don't use the local cash that much. You know, I just don't.
First of all, I no longer convert. I think we spoke about this on the other show, Money Moves. I haven't really converted any substantial amount of money since I think 2013. You know, if I was, I would never do it here. I would always wait until I get to the destination. You're just going to get you're going to get better rates. It's a better value. And you know, if we ever need like pocket change when we're somewhere, just go to the ATM and just get a few bucks. That's all.
And you know, one thing it is good to do is especially if you haven't really traveled outside of the U.S., is to let your credit card company know that you're traveling outside of the U.S. or let your bank know and find out like, hey, is there an ATM? Let's just pretend you're going to Madrid. What bank branch locally can I use without getting whacked for a fee? I think that's a very good idea. You know, the other thing about just spending money in vacation, I think a lot of people kind of, how can I say this? Like, if you're going to make the decision to go ahead and be on vacation, I hate for you to worry about how much you're spending while you're there. All those decisions should be taking place before you go. Truly. And if it's really like, if you are pinched financially, well, then what I think is great is, you know, you do your staycation and you kind of start researching about how to be a tourist in your own town. You know, when are the museums open for free? Where can you go where it's fun? Something you just haven't done. And even if it's like a, you know, a car ride away, a bus ride away, you know, Mark, a friend of mine at work was telling me that she went down to Governor's Island, which is, you know, it's a very cool thing here in New York. What was it? Was it a military facility, right?
Yeah. And
I don't think it is anymore. But anyway, they redeveloped it and they turned it into this fun thing. And people go down there and it's like, it really does feel like you're getting away from the place. And I know every single place where you guys are listening from have fun things that you've never done. So treat your location as if you were a tourist and do the things that you haven't done. So Mark, what is the thing in New York you have not done?
Oh, I don't know if there's much that I haven't done. I've taken a zillion walk-in tours in this city. I've done, I think, three this year. So I do a lot of that. But yeah, I've kind of done almost everything there is to do in New York. But I will say, if anyone's coming to New York and you're into history, the number one thing that I would do is I would go down to Bowling Green in Lower Manhattan. And if you're into that time period, like the Revolutionary War, and you go to Bowling Green Park and you see the fence that's surrounding the park right now, today, in 2026, that is the original fence from 1776 when there was a statue of King George III standing and the Patriots ran down Broadway, tore down the statue, and that fence at the time had little like crowns all along the top that encircled the whole park. They sawed off the crowns. You go down there today, you will see the saw marks from 1776. Still there.
Look at that tip. Amazing. Alexander Hamilton. You also see Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, he's buried right there at Trinity Church.
Exactly right. Trinity Church right down Trinity Place where the American Stock Exchange used to reside. I mean, the seat of Wall Street was in Lower Manhattan, and as is all of the old New York is there.
Right.
One other fabulous thing you can do. I did this in Chicago and I'm trying to do it in New York, but I have to kind of make sure Jackie gets a seasick patch for her ear is and when I was in Chicago, we did an architectural tour by boat. And there is one in New York. The Architectural Society of New York has a tour around Manhattan where you can look at the architecture of the city. It's so cool to be able to do that. And if you get out on the water in New York, you have such a different view of what this place is. So encourage you all to come to New York and enjoy yourselves. Spend a lot of money. Right, Mark? This is good for us.
Nothing's cheap.
And enjoy wherever you are, but do take a break. Even if you think it's just like, oh, you know, just a little something, an extra day here or there. I am, you know, very much a fan of just letting your brain rest. And I think that that's a very good thing to do, especially if you're a knowledge worker. If you're working something that's physical, that you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a PA, just getting off of your feet and also getting out of that routine of like being in a care industry, like you got to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. I can't tell you how many people have been calling and getting in touch with us for this show, also for Money Moves. And, you know, it's like people are burnt out and they're not burnt out. You know, it's not just because they haven't taken a vacation, but I do think it really does help you, gang. I encourage everybody to do it. That is it. That's your public service announcement for take some time and enjoy your summer and send us pictures. And don't forget, no matter what, wherever you are, we are happy to talk to you. So go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. Let us know if you want to come on the air by checking the box. If you want to come on via video, we do that on our other program on Money Moves. But you have to be young or you have to be like, has to be like, not the, you know, the question mark that we get the most on this show is like, oh, can I afford to retire? That is not the question I'm covering at Money Moves. I want distinct questions that are a little bit more focused. I really do. I want people to be like, I have these benefits at work. Which one should I choose? Or my parents are telling me to do this. Should I do it? I just want like more a direct, succinct question. Like I just answered a question. Friends of mine were like, what should we do about, they were planning to do a renovation. They wanted to know, they had this huge capital gain in this account. Which assets should we sell? And so I just did it for them. But like, that's the kind of thing I want to talk to everybody about. That if you have a distinct question, if you see a video that's out there that is tantalizing to you, that, you know, someone says you should, you know, passive income, this, that, the other thing, send that to us. Again, JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button and upload your own video, upload videos that you're running across. Give us lots of fodder for both of our shows. We very much appreciate it. Okay, you can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. As always, we ask that you lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. When a child faces a serious medical challenge, a children's hospital quickly becomes a family's entire world. Whether they're helping a child recover from a sudden injury or helping them manage a long-term condition, these hospitals provide an irreplaceable community resource. Children's Miracle Network is dedicated to supporting this specialized care by securing the crucial funds these medical centers depend on daily. Children's Miracle Network is a leading charity impacting the health of all kids. They raise funds for 170 children's hospitals across the United States and Canada, protecting healthcare access for millions of families. Their fundraising network brings together corporate partners, local grassroots programs, and everyday donors like you and me. Your donation directly empowers your hometown hospital to use those resources exactly where they are needed most. Wherever you see the Children's Miracle Network balloon, you're helping a local child receive care. Visit cmn.org today to learn more and make a donation to your local children's hospital.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.